Okay, so I've just finished up OC 49, and I think I'm going to change up a bit of the format to make it a little bit easier, and just bring it into just a daily recording. So daily again, and then just describe my anything I want to talk about, but it's like right before I go to bed, I just do this documentation every day, and hopefully I'll do one when I wake as well. That way it'll be something that's like rhythmic and I can plan around, and it's something that works with me, because it kind of flows directly into what I want to be. What I want to be thinking and discussing with things that I do. Like, I want to be trying to understand experience, and sharing my own journeys, and learning how to describe my own experiences accurately, vividly, with a detail that lets other people in, but at the same time, I need to integrate this description into my life in an organized way so that not only is the description accurate, but it's something that people want to receive the information for. Because if it doesn't benefit them, or if it's not. Because if I don't have a perceptive listener, then I'm not talking. And my perception of experience is heightened upon communication and reflection, and others' reflection is greatly beneficial on top of my own reflection. So the more reflections I get, the better map of the universe I obtain. So, that's kind of what it is, right? So, I'm getting ready for bed, and I was listening to the Dream Podcast today. The book, the Tibet Dream Yoga book, and it was discussing like winding down to go to sleep to prepare you for the adventure. Adventure is the wrong. Is adventure is part of the whole in that description. Part of the experience of dream. So it's a matter of. Oh. So it's winding down to integrate or prepare yourself for sleep in a way that gives you a clear head upon entering into the dreamscape, and then once upon returning. You have another self-reflection where you just recalibrate the entire experience. And then if you do that integration and like extrication, like import export, then you'll be able to be aware in your experience, and then you'll be able to accurately describe the experience to a level that if you weren't taking the the time to pay attention, it would just wilt, like it would just wash by, and it'd be additional amount of experience lost. Now, we could also think of this in the same way as just lived daily experience without the processing of your own information and your own, like, without the, like, without, an added description is quite beneficial to lived experience. If I describe a story to somebody, I will gain insights in telling of the story because we're psychic beings, essentially. Just in that way, because I have a model of the other person when I discuss that with them. So hopefully, through this, I will increase my model of others, as well as learn about myself. There's plenty of reasons why I haven't been able to I think so. In my past, I've been worried about the it's like an anxiety. Anxiety feels like a loose, rough word that doesn't tell anything, but it's more of like a worry of a vulnerability. Like I don't want to be, I don't want to expose myself to judgment. So if I don't share, then it's an easy way to do that. It takes effort to do. It's easier to be, and it feels better in the moment to do things that are expedient. So, what I'll do instead is I'll create a rhythm. And then hopefully I'll ride this rhythm like a wave. And then I can take this same rhythm and same beat and bring it into my dreams and then ride with it. Now, speaking of rhythm, there is something of a challenge or a learning that I want to express. I have a there was a Reddit post discussing somebody's experiments with audio, like they would do time dilations in their dreams. So they were able to extend the amount of experience that they could live through in a dream and expand the amount of time that they lived in the dream. So, what they would do is they listened to a. They had headphones on while they were sleeping, and it played a rhythm, like a beat, and it was in a 30-second interval, right? So, every 30 seconds, it would make a sound. And then what he could do with that is as he's in his dream, he hears the beep. So he's aware, okay, 30 seconds has passed. 30 seconds has passed, and he has that rhythm. So then what he does when he's dreaming is he hears the rhythm, 30 seconds, okay? The moment the beep happens, he, because he's aware and lucid, he plays through a motion that he's done. So let's say it's walking to the park. I know it takes me about 30 seconds to get from here to the park. And he walks along this road. So any action that takes from you to 30 seconds. And then, after that happens, he restarts it and then he plays it again. But this time he takes 15 seconds to get there. It's just everything's closer, or time moves slower, and then he repeats the process, and he does a halving and a halving and a halving and a halving until he gets down to a place where it's a major reduction. Now, he said there's a cap to this. You can only go so far. But I didn't have a good setup for how to implement it for me, because either I'm wearing headphones in the ears, and the other thing is, too, I'm not a lucid dreamer. And I haven't done it in the pristine circumstances yet to be able to implement this strategy. So it's something that I will be doing soon. But for now, I think I'm just going to be like preparing. Oh, I should mention this. I've been doing rather infrequently. I've put the Tibetan letter A in a paper that I've hung to a table that I have. It's the one it's like the desk that's like hanging above my bed, because I lay on the floor. So there's like where my feet are, there's like a desk above it. It's a strange setup, but I'm sitting on the floor. It's okay. And what I would do is, before I go to bed, I would just, and I plan to do this definitely now that I've done this, right? I would just stare at that. And I'm supposed to stare. There's a whole thing in the Dream Yoga book about it. But you just stare at it, and just, you put your mind there, and you just rest your eyes on it. And there's a certain posture that you should do. And you need to refresh the posture, because I think there's something different about it. But you're also supposed to do a visualization. Actually, that's something different. That's the thing where you interact with guide or guru. I'm just going to be focusing on that symbol. One thing I did notice, because it's on a white piece of paper, my eyes adjust to it, and it becomes like, it's like I'm staring at a light for so long. It's as if the white piece of paper is now a spotlight that I've been staring into, and then when I look away, I still see the image. So that's something to think about. But I will go do that now. I will quickly upload this, and then I'll be doing another one in the morning.